DW.
Somewhere around here is where the wall used to be. There should be some markings on the road that show exactly where it was. Ah, yeah, here they are. So it's two rows of cobblestones with a metal plaque embedded into them, and it says Berliner Mauer, Berlin Wall, 1961 to 1989. But the rows of cobbles don't actually go very far, so I'm just gonna go up here and see where it takes me.
Jetzt hier in den Garten rumgehen. Das ganz letzte Haus auf der rechten Seite, da steht ein Rüst.
I get talking to a local couple out walking their dogs in the eastern borough of Pankow. And what they tell me is the former death strip. It can't be more than about 30 metres wide and is flanked by a railway embankment on one side and tenements on the other. The line the houses follow gives an immediate sense of where what the East German authorities term the anti-fascist protection rampart once stood. The couple also tells me about a house a few metres further on, where a single concrete slab of the Berlin Wall somehow dodged dismantlement. At first, I think they're talking about the big new find, but no, theirs, they say, is older, already listed, and apparently better known. Though not by a construction worker currently renovating the facade of the building in question.
Danke.
According to my map, if I want to be true to the path of this section of the wall, which lies about 7 kilometres north of Alexanderplatz, I now have to hike through a nature conservation area, a city farm, and a river. There's no double line of cobblestones to guide me here.
Das ist der alte Mauerstreifen gewesen. Das war ja früher als die Mauer den Friedhof haben wir früher.
So I ask another dog walker, who sets me straight. He also shows me an old border street lamp and a sprawling cemetery, whose perimeter fence, he says, was moved inwards to make more space for the wall and the guards who patrolled it. I keep walking, and at some point, the double row of cobbles suddenly reappears.
So I picked up the path of the cobbles again, and they're leading me around a corner past a supermarket into a wooded area. And then they stop. Okay, that's it. So that's the end of this bit of the cobbles. If I look through that wooded area, I can see, there it is. That's the piece of the wall. Well, that doesn't look anything like the concrete slabs that we're used to. I'm going to take a closer look. Who this 80 metre long slice of history belongs to now is less clear.
Das wäre sicherlich jetzt die erste Aufgabe, dass man prüfen müsste.
Of the other people milling around, and there are several, two are from the neighbouring Western Borough Council. They've come to determine the exact location of the discovery, but its brick fabric has them pondering its authenticity. But there's ample documentation showing how the wall itself shape-shifted over its 28 years in existence, how what began as an overnight action that relied on a motley collection of barbed wire, metal fences, and the remains of bombed-out buildings to separate Berlin's Soviet-controlled sector from its French, British, and American counterparts, gradually evolved, and in some instances moved, to become the construction that finally came down in November 1989. That being the case, and this being a city where a builder doesn't know the house he's renovating includes a rare original concrete slab from the anti-fascist protection rampart, it's more than possible that the find is genuine. So it's perhaps only a matter of time before the double row of cobbles lead neatly to the no longer forgotten spot.
This report was brought to you by DW.